Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On
Broadway. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you go to my website when you got time, and smallbusinessadvocate.com when you're noodling around online, and check out our sites, check out all the things we got there, and find the Brain Trust members, our list, the largest community of small business experts in the world, our Brain Trust. And of course, you got things you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take a poll question right there on the homepage. And lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ryan Coogler is with us. He's the president and the co-owner of Distribution Video and Audio, DVA, Inc. Ryan, tell us how we can find you guys online.
DVA.com. We make it nice and simple. We're actually getting ready to redo the site. So if any of your listeners build websites, we're looking for some proposals. But DVA, like DavidVictorAllen.com, stands for Distribution Video Audio.
Well, I actually have a company that I'll recommend to you.
Please do.
I'll tell them about it too. What about now? You're in the business of buying and reselling. You have been of digital media, DVDs, yes. CDs, etc. And we were talking earlier about how you've changed. You've quit buying just those things, and you're not specializing in just those things anymore. You're buying other things now. Give us some ideas. You've thought a lot about how small business owners can adjust to this evolving economy, fast evolving economy. What's your recommendation to small business owners out there now? What have you learned?
Well, first, let me just correct you. We didn't quit buying. We're still buying it, but we've expanded into other areas.
Right.
So my advice is, back when, you know, a couple of years ago when we saw this, we basically said, hey, we have a business model buying a widget and reselling it. Why don't we just expand the widget base and what we do, because there's millions of products out there.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, the customers we sell to, or the retailers we sell to, are, you know, Ross and Marmaxx, Sears, Kmart, Target. Why don't we just, you know, they carry thousands of different products. Let's just find other products for them. So we basically just decided to think outside of the box and go do this. Especially within our company, it wasn't setting up a new company, it wasn't mm-hmm. investing a lot of new money, it was just very simple, we just add to the product line, just like, you know, Procter & Gamble or General Mills, you know, they made one product, and they said, wait, let's make another one, just like McDonald's, they sold a milkshake, that was their original business, and mm-hmm. then they started selling a hamburger, then they sold fries, now they sell chicken nuggets, now they sell salads.
Right.
It's the same customer, it's just a different product.
They fell in love with what they did, they just didn't fall in love with how they did it.
Right, and they said, let's make money off this other area as well.
It's still food. It's still delivering food, or as Ray Kroc used to say, fuel. He said, we don't. He said, let's not delude ourselves. He said, we're not serving food, we're serving fuel, and that's basically what he's doing. What are some other things that you're seeing out there in this second decade of the 21st century? What do you think are some of the things that small business owners need to pay attention to?
I think that they should pay attention to, obviously, the growing number, what's going on in their business, the sales. And if it is going down, the sales, due to, you know, the change in the evolution of the economy or the evolution of people, I mean, think about it. My business suffered and saw it suffering because of evolution, because people stopped watching movies like they used to.
Right.
On a video cassette or a DVD. So that's the first thing is, and then we immediately changed with that and said, okay, we need to adapt to this, and what are we going to do?
Let me stop you for a second, Ryan.
Go ahead.
You believed your eyes.
Yes.
You didn't drop into denial. You believed
right.
what you saw.
Right.
And you said, this is real, and I have to take action, and no amount of denial or wishing is going to save us.
Right. I mean, think of all the little vacuum shops you and I used to see around the corner of the TV
yep.
repair shops.
Yep.
Most of those guys are gone because, well, wait a second, you buy a TV for a cheaper price and Best Buy sells it now and you're done. Well, these people still had customers that bought electronics. They should have just expanded
mm-hmm.
what they sold. They still had customers. They didn't lose the customers. They lost the product.
Right, right.
And that's the key. We didn't lose our customers. Our product changed with evolution,
mm-hmm.
so we just needed to change our product.
That's well said. And that's really important, folks, to pay attention to. What are some other things that you're seeing out there?
competition, growing competition. There's a lot of people who do at the same time try to get into your business. This interview we're doing right now, there's going to be at least five people that's going to say, I want to do what Ryan at DVA is doing.
Yeah.
So every time I do an interview, every time someone expands or does better or bigger, people try to compete with you. And that's one thing to know is that you're always going to have competition, and competition keeps you on your feet,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, it can, you know, it's going to make you happy and it's going to make you sad, and you need to just keep your head up high and keep looking where you want to go in the goal.
One of the things
might not have to go.
One of the things that I think is more important than watching the competition is just focusing on your customers and letting the competition
right.
take care of themselves. Because what I'm more worried about for the future, Ryan, is that in this new age, what I'm calling the age of the customer, you have more likelihood of becoming irrelevant than becoming uncompetitive. What do you think?
I agree with you, and I agree you need to, you know, keep your eye on the customers and make sure they're happy. And I do that, but at the same time, one of the first things I always ask in my meetings with my customers is, what am I not doing that my competitors are doing? Because I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me the truth. Well, your competitors did this for us or did that.
Right.
It's like, okay, cool. Well, now I know this is where I need to thrive or do good.
Or not. Or say, you know,
right.
I don't want to do that. You know? And
right. Well, yeah. Trust me. Some meetings are, no, you're doing great. Your
yeah.
competitors suck. So it's good.
You like those meetings. Hey, Ryan, give us that website one more time, please.
DVA.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And next time you buy one of those great finds of video or music CDs in some of these stores, just remember you're probably buying it from Ryan. Hey, Ryan, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.